USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Minnesota authorities arrested about 40 people after protesters, looters, and police clashed for a second night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department in defiance of the city's curfew and demanded justice for Dante Wright, a 20-year-old man fatally shot by police during a traffic stop. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz imposed a curfew from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. local time. Japanese officials plan to release more than 264 million gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean over a period of decades as part of an effort to dispose of waste resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The release will begin in 2 years. An armed student has died in the shooting with police on Monday in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Police Department said officers responded to reports of a possibly armed male suspect about 3:15 p.m. local time at the school. No other students were harmed. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Let's get an Iran nuclear deal update with Dan Araki.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the efforts of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal, deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be at war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatically across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Rest in peace to the Google shopping app, as it was confirmed to be on the way out. After 19 months, Google says within the next few weeks, they'll no longer be supporting the shopping app. Critics say it was unclear why a user would download an app that's exclusively showing ads. Dale Earnhardt Jr. said NASCAR's upcoming next-gen race car forced Junior Motorsports to have the conversation about if moving to the Cup Series could be in the future for the organization.
Josh would absolutely be a driver that I'd look at if we were going to build a Cup program. But, you know, I'm just trying to get us into a full-time Xfinity program with Josh. I'm just trying to get him into the Xfinity Series program where he can continue to prove himself. And if Cup Series is in our future, you know, maybe Josh is the driver that helps us make that happen. But that's thinking pretty big all around. But we used to say never going into the Cup Series. We love where we're at, and Xfinity Series is a great series to have a lot of fun in. You have days like today, in the Xfinity Series. And we've got a great business model for that. But the new car certainly the new car forced us to sit down and have a conversation about whether we were missing an opportunity, I guess, to go into the Cup Series in the future.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.